Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent. Episode 22 for June 15th, 2009. I love corn! Episode 22, or as like we like to call it, Deucey Deuce.
I like to call it the Nixon Show.
Well, hi, Marty. Where'd you come from?
The Nixon Show. You know why?
Because you're not a crook.
I'm not a crook.
22.
I'm not a crook.
How you doing, Sarah?
Martin, I'm great.
I'm off my game. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm so off my game today.
Why?
Because my whole routine was destroyed. It was shattered. It was thrown off the rails this morning.
Why? What happened?
I get up as usual, and I pour myself a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
As you should.
I pour the strawberry quick in there, and I go and I sit in front of the television set to watch The View. My TV won't work.
Who was on The View today?
I don't know, because my television didn't work.
The internet could have told you. Adjusted
the rabbit ears, everything. No signal coming through.
I think I might know what your problem is. The digital transfer, from analog to digital, that happened. And now...
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Martin, this is going to sting. It's going to smart a little bit. The rabbit ears no longer work in this modern day of ours.
What are you talking
people
about?
People who are still getting the PBS and the NBC and the local TV 32... now have to have analog signals or digital signals.
I'm going to watch Charlie Rose tonight.
You know, it's funny that
Friday.
You sort of threw me off balance with this joke. We didn't practice this beforehand. It is so a joke. You have DirecTV. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, I can afford. I can afford DirecTV. I haven't worked in like.
You have DirecTV.
Day number 214 of unemployment, Martin Sargent.
Are we counting?
I don't know. That's what my guess is.
It's true. You know what's funny is that you keep seeing those sort of silly commercials on TV. Remember, everybody.
Yeah.
It's time to go digital. If you've got these, it won't work. And the person's like, what do you mean, Sam? And I, thank goodness, have a digital signal. So, you know, it's hard for me to kind of imagine being in the position where you really are screwed today if you haven't done anything. You have had a few years to ramp up.
The problem is, it's all the old folks, probably, right? It's the old folks who have no idea, how, even if they get one of these converter boxes, how they're going to install it. They're going crazy right now.
They're calling,
like, looking in the phone book, looking for Zenith.
Just so you know,
they call Zenith to have them come down and fix their TV.
Just so you know, and this is probably not going to make you feel any better, but Comp Mike in our IRC chat says that Kathy Griffin and the Black Eyed Peas were both on The View today, so you missed quite a view.
Damn,
I know. Fergie and Kathy in one show. How can you go wrong? I wonder if Fergie peed.
What?
She peed once.
She peed
during
once?
A concert. There's like a picture of her with. Her pants are
I've
all wet.
I've peed during this show four or five times.
There, in the leather chair?
Right here.
Right under you?
Right here.
It's the nice thing about leather is it'll kind of absorb nicely like a sponge. And no one has to know. I don't know if that's true or not. I've never peed on leather.
My parents named their border collie Fergie.
After Stacey Ferguson of the Black Eyed Peas?
I don't think so. I don't think they've ever heard of that person. After the Duchess of York, I would say.
Duchess of Pork, I believe.
Oh.
Because
it's a Fergie is a freeway watchers.
Sarah Ferguson, I always liked because she had the same name as me.
Anyway, nobody cares about any of this stuff. What they care about is this show this week. Oh, should I put mine on? This week in fun.
I just called to say I love you, Martin. Audio people, we're wearing our sunglasses. It's a really bad joke.
What, you acting like a blind person?
I'm acting like Stevie Wonder. That's a Stevie Wonder song. Try to keep up. Your glasses are pretty nice. Yes, I'm not going to lie. They're pretty spiff.
They're French.
France? Who said the French make the glasses?
Lacoste. Last I knew, that was French.
Those are those cute little alligator polo shirts.
Sort of about technology, but not really. Not like the
it's
other
not at all
shows
about technology.
On the Twit Network here this week in tech. All the other shows that Leo Laporte and friends host. No, this show is a little bit different. We do it a little bit different on this show. We don't care about all that other crap that they're always talking about in their shows, the defragging and the repartitioning.
You're always going to say that, aren't you?
And the uninstalling and all that.
Yeah.
We don't do that. Rebooting.
None of that.
It's garbage to us.
Right.
We have fun on this show. Yeah, maybe most
What's
of the
a
things
browser?
We talk about. Maybe I'll tell you what a browser is.
What's RAM?
Browser's me walking through Ross tomorrow. That's a browser, and I can't wait.
Ram's one of them male sheep.
Ram.
Stay away from them, they'll hurt you. They'll get you right in the rear. Ram? What about Ram? Who's that Ram? Leo used to have goats running around.
Did he?
It's not really a ram, but it's sort of related. It's a farm animal.
I gave myself a good ram job last weekend.
Don't want to know. Stop right there. Thanks for that.
I put a new stick in.
Ramming the stop it. Try to keep it clean. There are children watching the show and listening.
What are you talking about?
You know, Martin, on the way up, on the way up, because we, of course, have an hour plus commute when we come up here to Petaluma.
We still don't get paid for the show. That's how much we love doing the show.
We don't get paid. We think we will at some point.
We thought we would get paid before this.
Yeah, it's episode 22. But, you know, I know that the Twit folks are working on it, and you just got to be persistent. Mm-hmm. That's what I... Persevere, yeah. I think, is the...
I wonder if Steve Gibson had to put up with 22 shows.
I don't know. I don't know the deals
with the
other shows.
He's got financial security now. That's what he's got.
Hey! Hey!
Bought it.
Anyway, we do the show because we enjoy each other's company. Anyway, we have a long hour plus commute. If there's traffic, sometimes it's worse. It really sucks. But once we're here, we have a great time. However, on the way up, gives us a good chance to catch up on how everyone's week has been. Because sometimes, well, we usually see each other outside of Friday. We saw each other last night. We went out for drinks.
Did.
But sometimes we're, like, you know, we have time to catch up and see how everybody's doing. And you told me that you got a great night's sleep last night, so I don't want to hear anything. I'm off my game or boo hoo, because you feel like a million bucks.
I slept through the night for the first time in months.
I woke myself up screaming.
This is what I usually do.
I mean, screaming.
I scream in my sleep.
I wake myself up because you hear yourself audibly screaming. It's awful. I think I have repressed anxiety.
Repressed. It's
no,
not
I mean,
repressed, girl.
There's even more anxiety in there. Yeah, I'm an internalizer, or at least that's what I've been told. So, Martin, what's going on today in the world of,
well,
of,
I know
of
what
fun
I'm doing.
Stuff?
I know what I'm doing. I'm not going out tonight.
You're not?
I'm not going out tonight.
Why
tonight
wouldn't you?
Tonight is a big night in the nerd world.
At 9:01 p.m. Pacific.
At 9:01 p.m. You're going to stay home, right? Maybe we should have a Facebook registration party at Shea Sarge.
So the deal is that vanity URLs on Facebook are open to the public as
9:01 p.m. tonight Pacific time.
Or, you know, if you're on the East Coast, it's midnight. In fact, I thought it was midnight at first for us, and I thought, well, that's, I mean, I'm usually in bed by 10.
Yeah. So
but
I got to go out. We got to go out drinking early.
Okay.
Like,
cool.
We should stop at every small town on the way back to San Francisco, and just by the time we
just
get back.
Just do some crazy wine tasting, and then just be done by 8:30 and be in chair,
cause
ready
I gotta
to click.
I got to register.
So here's...
I got to register facebook.com/bigmoney.
Uh-huh. That's going to be your vanity URL?
I'm thinking about it.
How about Big D's?
D's nuts.
That'd be good. I'd love that. You know,
I'm going to change my whole personal branding thing to just D's nuts.
D's nuts.
Yeah.
The thing is that I understand the whole you know issue that if they're going to have vanity URLs where you can have your own name rather than right now the current Facebook profile is like slash blah 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 a bunch of numbers and characters. Of course, I want it. You know, I want to get the Sarah Lane and
of course you do.
And there are a lot of other Sarah Lanes in the world, frankly. But you know, of course, I want it as much as they do. Mm-hmm.
Can we set up some sort of a bot to do this?
No,
maybe I'll program myself a bot.
So it's funny because everyone online, this TechCrunch article is like, you've got 3 days to pick your Facebook vanity URL. Choose wisely or you're screwed. And there's a picture of a wizard. Doesn't really make much
that's
sense.
Not a wizard. That's a Knights Templar.
Oh, sorry.
From Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Wizard!
You chose wisely.
Oh, got
you know,
it.
The Grail.
I don't think I ever saw The Last Crusade.
Come on.
Well, okay, I'm sure
that
I did.
That was a fine movie.
It was just...
Unlike the last Indiana Jones movie, which was...
Indiana Jones Reloaded.
Oh.
I don't remember
Indiana Jones Horsecock. That's what I should have called it.
Horse Pucky would have probably been a little more appropriate. Anyway, everyone online is freaking out about this whole thing, and there's all this controversy, like, should they be doing this? Does it change the game? Is there more, you know, it becomes more of a marketing tool and blah, blah, blah. And nobody likes change and me. And I think that honestly, I'm going to participate, right? I'm going to get my vanity URL in some form or another. But I feel like having your own domain name is really where it's at, right? Mm-hmm. I have SarahLane.com. You have MartinSargent.com. As long as I have that, it doesn't get any easier.
Maybe I won't buy into their little game.
Maybe we ought to take a stand. No, actually, I want mine.
You gotta have
it. If somebody from Facebook is listening, can you please like make sure that I'm the Sarah who gets it?
They did give it to some people.
Yeah,
ahead
I know.
Of time.
Yeah,
like the prominent journalist Leo probably got it. I don't know if Leo.
We are prominent journalists. How come we didn't get any sort of a memo from
am
Facebook?
Nowhere near prominent.
I actually put in a call to someone that I know at Facebook to say what's the deal, and she kind of said. Love to help you, but...
Did you really call somebody?
Well, I emailed.
Who?
Randy? Somebody who works there.
Randy?
Somebody who works there.
Somebody whose brother started it?
No. Can you give me that on it? Why don't you spill in your water on it or anything? Can you imagine if we broke Leo's
do you know
review
Facebook?
Pre? Did you pay for the pre?
Oh, yeah. By the way,
sorry.
I heard that Leo...
Bad joke.
I heard that Leo's going to give that thing a... sparkling good review just because he got that for free. That's a little insider tip to everyone.
Watch that microphone. You want to be right up against that microphone, you know. You're all over the place today, squirrel.
That's an
boy.
Inside joke there.
Calm down. Yeah, it's a I think most of the folks
probably.
Got that. I have to say, and this is the last thing I'll say about the little, you know, the little spat, the Leo Mike Arrington spat, is somebody made a funny mashup with Christian Bale. I got a good chuckle out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw the Count 'Em Down Keyboard Cat one, and boy,
play him
boy,
off
did
keyboard
I
cat?
Boy, did I enjoy that.
Wasn't that something?
Boy, did
it's
I
almost,
enjoy
it
that.
It was almost better than Leo falling off his ball.
Yeah.
Almost. That one's, I think, still probably the best Twit keyboard cat. But enough about Leo. Let's talk about Twiffy stories.
Yeah. So
this week in
so
fun, of course, the acronym is
Twiff. I really want to know.
Oh, should we have like a Facebook vanity URL party?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's do it. So we can either go to my house or your house.
Can't you just do it on your iPhone? Do we have to be home?
I guess you could do it on your iPhone. I don't know. I want my laptop.
Do you think the thing's going to be clogged up?
I think it's probably going to be slow and weird. Yeah. I have to think, though, in all honesty, if you really think about all the folks who use Facebook, most of these folks... are not following tech news, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're not reading, I don't know, the online rags, you probably, there's a good chance that you don't know anything about
most
this.
Most people are going to be out at the Cineplex.
Right. Or maybe the roller rink. So if you don't know, I have to assume a lot of those other Sarahs don't know.
The beer hall.
They're the great unwashed. They're not tech nerds.
No.
They're not geeks. Like us?
No.
So best of luck to everybody tonight. Grab your vanity URL while you still can.
We must be careful, though, if we have our little Facebook registration party that we don't hurt ourselves. while doing it.
Why would we do that?
Because computer injuries in the home are on the rise, Sarah.
They're rampant, aren't they?
It's a huge, huge problem. Because, you know, computers are everywhere in the home nowadays, in the office. Look at this place. Look at all these computers here.
I know.
This is tragedy waiting to happen.
There's headphones. These are all ticking time bombs right here.
I mean, I could trip over any one of these things and hurt myself.
There's a gosh darn pen.
And actually, that's a fantastic idea because I could sue LaPorte for a great deal of money. And then I wouldn't have to worry about
it. You know, Leo's very wealthy. So that might not be the worst move.
I don't know
if
why.
You really get desperate.
Yeah, he's so well. Why does he have to get free prees?
He doesn't. You're very bitter today, aren't you?
I'm not bitter.
You're full of venom.
Nobody has more editorial integrity than Leo LaPorte. We all know that. That's why I can jazz him about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, according to this research, more and more people, because of the prevalence of computers, they're showing up in emergency rooms with computer-related injuries.
Well, you know what happens? Is that cords get wrapped around your leg, you get up to walk somewhere, and the whole computer falls and hits you in the head, and you've got a concussion.
This is what,
and all you wanted was a glass of milk.
I don't know if you're joking, but that's pretty much exactly what happens.
I'm not joking. This happens to me constantly, especially at work.
What about these Apple Macs, though? These Macintosh computers here? That's why they have, like, you guys who don't have one of these things, I'm sure you've all seen. See how that just happened there? I lifted it up, and the magnetic thing, or thought. I happen to hate that.
That's ridiculous. That's the only thing that's saving your life right now.
It's always falling out for me.
Well, that's because you're so fidgety.
I'm not fidgety.
You're very fidgety.
I'm not fidgety.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
What are you talking about? I don't fidget.
You can't even speak into your own microphone.
What are you talking? I don't fidget.
You know, you're supposed to be a professional, trained professional.
I was rolling. I don't even move. Listen to some of these statistics here. The increase has not been slight. This is from 1994 to 2006. Injuries caused by people tripping over computer wires or getting hit by falling equipment rose from about 1,300 a year to 9,300 a year.
Good gracious God.
That's
almighty.
An increase of 732%. You don't need to do the math. I just did it for you. Children under age 5 had the highest. See, it's the children under age 5. This is our future.
Poor children.
These are the people who are going to be programming our computers.
You know what this is?
And we're killing them.
This is child endangerment. That's what this is.
It's awful.
Think about what you're doing to your children, people.
I would not let my kid playing with a computer.
Why?
Because
it might fall and hurt them.
It might fall and
hurt
them.
It might overheat them and burn their delicate tummy.
Most injuries were to the extremities, such as the arms and the legs. Young children were 5 times more likely than other age groups to sustain a head injury. It's a terrible problem. I would not, if you guys have kids, get all the computers out of the house. I'm going to say that right now.
You're a responsible
parent. Get the computers out of the house.
You get the computer out of the house now. In fact, before you even get pregnant, rid the house of computers. Make sure that there aren't, that if the neighbors have computers, that their wires are in check. You do not want your children hurt.
I didn't have computers when I was growing up.
The prevalence of wires.
I didn't have computers. A, I didn't get injured. B, I turned out just fine.
Yeah.
Look at
you.
Doing great.
You're the biggest success story I know. So, yeah.
My life sucks.
Your life does not suck. I don't want to hear any of that talk. You know how they say that cars run better if they're clean? Well, that sort of works here, the analogy. You think good thoughts and good
First
things
of all,
will happen to you.
You know my car's not even running right now.
But you've heard that, right? Or, you know, my dad used to say, clean car runs better.
If you're trying,
it was kind of true.
What does that mean? And if you're trying to make me feel better, you're failing.
All right. Failing? Flailing, maybe. I'm flailing along. I'm sorry, I'm making fun of your speech impediment. I don't know if it's an impediment or just being
maybe
from Rochester.
Maybe that's why I'm having trouble finding a job that I want. Because, well, first of all, I don't apply for anything. But second of all, if I do go in for an interview, people think I have a speech problem.
But I think that would maybe get you some sympathy votes, in all honesty. If they thought that, oh, poor guy, he doesn't know how to say fouling or bagel. Poor kid.
Bagel.
Poor kid from New York.
Bagel.
So,
This is one of my favorite stories of the week.
Great.
The lawsuit against Cap'n Crunch.
Wow me. Lawsuit against Cap'n Crunch?
The cereal.
Oh, that.
Not the phone freaker.
The cereal. Cap'n Crunch is something other than a cereal?
You don't know Cap'n Crunch? The phone freak?
Cereal.
You don't know the phone freaker?
Tell me about
it. They used to have these little whistles that came with Cap'n Crunch, and they found out that this guy, you know, he was in it. I think he was part of the Berkeley group or something at the time. You'd blow this whistle, and it was the same tone that would be created. Remember when you used to drop a coin in a payphone? It would create a tone?
Yeah.
And that's how it initiated the thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't this Cap'n Crunch whistle caused the same tone, so he would be able to make free phone calls. Hence, he got the hacker moniker, Cap'n Crunch.
Okay. That's mildly interesting to me. What is the story?
Some lady here in California is suing Cap'n Crunch, claiming that the Crunch Berries are false advertising.
Okay. Fine.
She says that they can't say that there's a cereal there because there's no real berries in the cereal.
Oh, because she thought Crunch Berries were a real thing.
She says, call it Cap'n Crunch with sugar balls. Let consumers know what it is ahead of time.
I don't know. This woman is bored out of her mind, isn't she? I mean, really?
I think she's got a case.
This doesn't even, like... No, she doesn't. Cap'n Crunch?
By the same token...
It's a bunch of cereal.
By the same token, I could say... That I could sue Post Cereal for my Fruity Pebbles because there's no real pebbles in it.
Sorry, say that again. I wasn't paying attention.
Fruity Pebbles don't really have pebbles in it.
So?
I don't, it's the same logic.
This is dumb, honestly. I'm trying to pay attention, but some woman is suing Cap'n Crunch cereal because it doesn't. She thought there were berries in it. I mean,
Crunch Berries.
Get over yourself. And do they think that, like, watermelon Jolly Ranchers have real watermelon in them?
Have you ever had one of those?
No, they're terrible.
It's like, I hate watermelon. You ever have watermelon Boone's Farm?
Yeah, I had some yesterday with you.
So did I. And that was pretty good.
I don't think that, you know, if people need to be aware that there are, you know, artificial flavors and, you know, clever marketing deals going on in crappy cereal and crappy food, usually made by ConAgra. And, you know, I think she's just looking for money. She's probably behind on her credit cards.
It's like
she is grasping at straws, quite frankly.
You know, there's no bacon in Bacon Bits.
There isn't?
No.
What about Bake-O's?
You can eat those. They're vegan.
What about Bake-O's?
They're vegan.
Bake-O's? Bake-O's are vegan?
Vegan. You've been missing out all this time.
Well, what is it, though?
Soy.
It's soy?
Yeah.
Bake-O's. Because I used to have Bake-O's when I was a kid,
and
I didn't think there was really a whole lot of soy going on at the time.
There's a lot of soy. There's also a whole lot of real bacon flavor.
Well, but it's not real. So
right.
It's artificial bacon flavor.
So we could sue them.
Why don't we? Let's sue. Bake-O's. You are dead meat.
Not real meat, though. well, Google's in trouble.
Google. They're on the verge of bankruptcy.
They're a tech bellwether.
That's GM.
They're on the verge of. Yeah, but you know, things are really in trouble in the tech world. You know, Google, they get all these perks.
Yeah.
The Google employees are kind of uppity.
Well, they have that whole don't be evil thing, like they're better than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, we're
so great. Change the world. Google Maps.
Food.
Look at the satellite view.
At Google.
Hey, Street View.
They're all... hate them.
You hate Google? You don't hate Google. What about Google Wave? Aren't you super excited to get an invite? By the way, if anyone has a Google Wave invite, will you send it to me at sarah@twit.tv? You don't even know. Never mind. Send it to me. Martin doesn't need an invite.
It's a cool new thing.
I don't even know.
What is it? Tell me what it is.
I don't know yet. I don't really know much about it. It's a new browsing experience.
Yeah.
With search.
Great. I hope it's as cool as
Microsoft. It doesn't sound that interesting to explain it, but it's a game changer, as Gary Vee would say.
Is it going
to
be a Google killer?
Maybe. instead of a Google search, they're going to be like, they we're going to ride a wave.
They should have called it Harry Carey.
They.
Because it's Google killing itself.
Okay. How about Google Cannibal? It's a new product.
Stupid. Google has all these perks, all these people. And one of which is that there's always been like a company-wide vacation. Like they would take everyone on some trip, like to Disneyland or somewhere like that. Everyone.
Like Disneyland?
It's canceled.
Let's all go to Disneyland.
I don't think I would. I wouldn't want to go.
To Disneyland?
Not really.
Disneyland's pretty fun. Mm. Splash Mountain, it's a good time.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, you get your pants all wet and you walk around in wet jeans the rest of the day.
I do that on a daily basis anyway.
So you'd love it. There's nothing not to like.
But I don't like it.
They did take out Tomorrowland, though, which was kind of sad.
Because it was no longer Tomorrowland.
No, it was like Jetsons Land.
It was like so like Land of the Lost. It's terrible.
It was pretty bad. I love that submarine ride, though. Boy, you kids probably don't even remember the submarine ride. You had to be real little to know that one.
I remember company retreats and stuff like that.
Sure.
Man, we used to have the most amazing, you know, just drinking the whole time. For my first job, I was only working there for like 2 weeks, all expense paid company retreat to the Big Island, Hawaii, staying at the Orchid, which is
what
like
company?
Where they have the lobby conference now. Ziff Davis.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. You could bring your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. That resort is really nice. I've been there.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Everything was paid for.
You know who else
Free
does
helicopter
that?
Rides.
Oprah. Harpo Productions takes all of their people out to Hawaii or something cool, and they get to bring a friend or
so
a parent or something.
Of successful people.
Yeah, successful people are really ugly on the inside, aren't they?
I used to be.
One of them.
A real so-and-so.
So anyway, back to Google.
Yeah.
What's going on? We're talking about...
They're canceling it.
So they're canceling what? The fun vacations?
The vacations are off.
Aww.
Although they might have some smaller...
That's sad. In fact... Value Ag like article right here.
Department.
No company vacations for Googlers this year. And it looks as if they're at Disneyland in that picture, doesn't it?
Imagine if you brought your family to Disneyland and all like the Google people were there.
You wouldn't even know. Are they all? Do they have to wear Google uniforms?
I don't know.
I doubt they do.
They're all probably like wearing like jorts and fedoras.
They're probably all navel gazing at their iPhones. Or no, I'm sorry, their Android phones. And I don't know. I don't think Googlers are particularly
my download
weird.
Just completed.
Oh.
Okay, I gotta tell
you
guys
what sucks?
I did.
We can't take scan out of your computer.
I know.
So wait.
But I can at least tell these guys what I'm doing.
Yeah. Tell them. This is cool.
I'm applying for a job at a winery. How perfect is that for the kid? Yeah, it's a winery. It's called Murphy Good Winery. And they're having this contest. I believe the URL is like a really good job or something like that. And if you get the job, what the job is, you live up in this house on the winery. And I guess you like help them bring in the harvest or whatever, that kind of thing.
You basically mainly, drink wine.
You drink wine.
Yeah.
You drink wine. You eat good food. You play Liar's Dice with these people. And you have to blog about it and tweet about it and maybe make some videos about it. For this,
you make for you.
$10,000 a month for 6 months.
And you live for free.
And you live for free.
On an estate.
And I'm applying.
On the winery.
And in order to apply, you have to make a 1 minute video convincing these people.
That you're the man for the
convincing
job.
Convincing these people. Colleen just said she applied. No, you're not. Don't, forget it. I'm better than you.
Don't listen to her. This is about you.
I made the video yesterday, and I haven't watched it yet, the finished product, but it just rendered and everything. I'm going to watch it. I wish we could show it to you guys. But what I need you all to do is go to the Murphy Good site, which is Murphy and then Good with an E on the end.
G-O-O-D-E.
And they'll have all the videos up there. They'll have all the videos. There's probably going to be about, you know, between 1,000 and 1,500 submissions. Mine will either be at the beginning or the end. If you're listening to this show when it comes out on iTunes on Monday, it'll probably be up there. I hope. Go vote for me. All right.
Here's the website.
Go vote for me.
It's
a
really good with an E job.com.
Really good job. Good
so
with an E.
So they've got some videos up already. You can like view all videos or you can view most popular, most viewed. And I got to say, Martin.
I got a chance.
Yeah. I mean, you know that I want you to win because if you win, then I get to go hang out on the winery with you and probably drink free wine, which sounds really great. But I'm not going to say all the videos are terrible, but some of them really are. Some of them are pretty bad. So I think with your professional expertise, your enthusiasm for wine, which that's, you don't need any help there, your experience in media and new media, your plethora of Twitter followers, and overall fans of Martin Sargent.
Yes.
I mean, it's a shoo-in, right?
It is.
I hope so.
It's a shoo-in.
I need it to be a shoo-in. It's perfect. Actually, it's perfect.
And we can actually record, we can record this show from the vineyard. How fun
would
that
be? Oh my God. It's pretty much the best thing ever. The only thing I think, now, you know, I don't want to feel like these guys are just looking for, you know, a cute girl to live on the winery. I think that's the only thing that might be in your way.
Oh, kind of like...
They might want a little
kind of like when you and I just when we both applied for kind of the same job at Current.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I had to get naked. And unfortunately, it wasn't anything that they were interested in having you do.
You got the job.
Thus, the job went to me. That's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened.
Vote
for
me.
Why you bring that up? Make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, vote for me, everyone.
Yes, please do.
Please
Murphy,
vote for
a really
me.
Good job. Martin's video will go up. I don't know.
And the video is going to be good.
I thought I watched you
the
shoot it.
The video is going to be good. When
funny.
I get it up there, I'm going to tweet it all out and everything. And I'm going to get all my friends.
You're going to get all tweety about
it? I'm going to get all my friends. Maybe I'll even get Kevin Rose and Gary Vaynerchuk to tweet it out.
I think you should. As well, you should,
and
Martin Sargent.
And other people who are prominent. Okay. That's
good.
My,
please, well,
I need
you know
this
what?
Job.
I
I'm
think
destitute, and
pretty much
it's
the
such,
best job
it's such
I've
a
ever
perfect
of.
Thing because I'll get free wine.
I don't know if everyone out there knows.
I spend a lot of money on wine.
How much you do like wine? I mean, Martin's the one guy who won't drink beer when the rest of us are drinking beer.
I'm
will
an
have
onophile.
Wine. He's a red wine. His teeth are permanently stained.
I'm not a wino. I'm a YS.
I like that. How have I heard that before? Man, this show is it's a doozers. 22, deuce deuce. You know it'll be good.
Yeah, jump the shark at 22.
I don't think we've jumped. I mean, we started out jumping the shark.
Exactly.
And that's what I think we've got going for us.
What do you want to do? Do you want to keep doing some news stories or do you want to play? I have two games prepared.
Well, you know, last week we didn't have one of those games.
Yeah. So let's play a game.
Okay.
You want to play a game now?
I would love to
play a game.
We'll
take a little break and then we'll get back to some important news stories. Let's play True or Poo. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Everyone. Damn.
All right. Time to play the newest internet sensation. It's called True or Poo. Here's how the game works. Sarah, I'm going to read you three news stories. For each news story, you need to tell me whether you think it's a true story or a steaming pile of poo that I made up. Okay?
I think I understand
the rules?
I think I do, Martin, and I think I'm ready to play.
Good. Then let's play True or Poo. Remember, for each story, you got to tell me True or Poo. You have to get 2 out of 3 correct in order to win. What are we playing for?
Well, we both might go to a party with free drinks later, so I don't think we should play for drinks. Because what we should do is rape those people for all the drinks they're worth. Well, rape the bar. Sounded weird. Sounded better in my head. Why don't we play for, I don't know, why don't you throw something out there? Should we play for like a sandwich?
A sandwich?
Well, you were just talking about how there was these great daily sandwiches
if
up the street
I
from
win,
us.
You have to be home at 9:01 to register not only your, but also my Facebook vanity name. And if you win, I'll do the same for you.
That's fine. Okay. I think we're screwed because everyone now is going to take our name since we made such a big stink about it.
They better not. Okay.
All right. That works.
I'm going to read your first story. You tell me if this story is true or poo. Remember, all these stories could be true. All these stories could be true.
Right.
Or poo.
Or poo. Right. Okay.
Here's your first story. According to the website of Sierra Leone rebel leader Maurice Kallon, Britain's Got Talent failed phenom Susan Boyle is, quote, an inspiration to all the world's subjugated peoples. Kallon, one of the rebel RUF leaders who have been waging a bloody coup attempt against the government of Ernest Bai Koroma since 1998, wrote that Boyle, like the RUF, is clearly the people's choice, but was destroyed by the oppressors. No word on whether Kallon makes his child soldiers march to the drumbeat of Boyle's signature song, I Dreamed a Dream, from Les Miserables.
I dreamed a dream of it all.
That's the one.
That one?
That's the one.
All right. Okay.
True or poo?
You have to tell me all of them, right?
No. We do them one at a time now.
We do?
We're going to do them one at a
time. Since when?
This
You're throwing
is how
me
I
all
like
off.
To play it now.
Why?
I explained the rules at the beginning.
Well, I wasn't listening.
Does the rebel, this rebel leader in Sierra Leone, get inspiration from Susan Boyle and think that she is an inspiration to all the world's subjugated people?
Now, you know how much I like Susan Boyle. We got to think in terms of Martin here. Let's think like Martin. He knows I love Susan Boyle. I cry every time I watch the video. It's true. Sierra Leone.
Do you really?
I'm ambivalent. No, I'm not. Yes. Susan Boyle makes me cry every time. She has a beautiful voice. She got robbed. Actually, I heard the dance crew was really good, but that's neither here nor there. I feel like this is... Ooh. I don't want to look at the chat room because I know that they probably have their own little opinions. Or big opinions. There's nothing little about you people. You're wonderful. I think that this story is true. The story is true. This is a true story. Because Susan Boyle is an inspiration to millions and billions of people across the world, even people who are illegally mining diamonds.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Judges? You are incorrect.
Hate you. Want you to die.
That story is a steaming pile of poo that I made up.
That's a really good one. It's so stupid that I thought it must be real. You're actually quite good at this game. I dislike you immensely.
Okay.
Boy, this is going to be a long true poo. Yeah,
you're
I really
for
am.
One. Are right. you ready for your second story?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. By the way, I feel really cheated right now because this game is totally different than it used to be. Totally
this is how
different.
We originally played, remember?
No.
We talked about this.
No.
Here, that's how we're playing it now because this is better. Because you can't, it's
you're not
hard
the
to
boss
remember.
Of me.
This is my game. I'm the game master.
I'm the gatekeeper.
I'm the game master.
I'm the key master.
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm a Ghostbuster.
Here, I hate you. Here's your second story.
You.
A man who was recently informed that his Chrysler dealership will be shut down says he will protest the merger of his former corporate owner and Italian car maker Fiat by riding across country on a bicycle made almost entirely of dried pasta. Jim Usher, formerly of New Mexico's Santa Fe Chrysler and Jeep dealership, says he will ride from Los Angeles to Boston on his pasta mobile to show Americans how ridiculous they will all soon look driving Italian-made cars. True or poo?
True! I know this story.
Final?
Final.
That's poo. I made that story
Damn
up.
Damn it. I was trying to use reverse psychology to somehow win. I hate you. You had all this time. I thought for sure you would only have made up one story, so the other one would have been true. I hate everyone.
The best part about that is like, I know this story. I read this. I'm like, what?
I know. You know,
how
as soon as
you think
as
that as, was true,
as soon as the words left my mouth,
a bicycle
and the gleam
made
in your eye,
a bicycle made entirely of pasta. I couldn't even read it with a straight face.
I just wanted it to be over.
protest to show people how ridiculous they will all soon look driving Italian-made cars. The pasta mobile.
It was so convoluted. I just wanted to choose and have it be over.
Well, you already lost.
I know.
But we're going to go one more.
Game.
We're going to go one more.
No, why? I lost.
Because.
No.
We got one more.
I refuse to play.
We're playing.
I'm not a good
I
sport.
I am the game master.
This is
clearly
some
not.
Sort of sportsmanship.
Come on.
Oh, fine. Go
Let's
ahead.
Play it.
You know why?
Double
it's
or
probably
nothing.
Because he made up all three and he's so proud of himself. He has to read his last poo. But go ahead. We're all
oh,
listening.
You think that?
I think okay. so. I
all
know
right.
you think very highly of yourself.
Yeah.
Go ahead, jerk.
You think I'm that not busy that I could?
Yes.
Okay.
I know you got a good night's sleep last night, and you probably were all about the poo stories today.
Mm-hmm. You
make
are
me look like crap.
So bitter.
You're supposed to be my
you
friend.
You are so bitter. Okay, here we go. Last story. A charity auction in which the top bidder wins lunch with senior PGA star Fuzzy Zeller mm-hmm. has managed to turn more stomachs than profit. The auction, entitled Get Cozy with Fuzzy, has been on eBay for nearly 7 days, but has yet to receive one bid. When asked about the auction at this week's Outback Steakhouse Pro-Am in Tampa Bay, Florida, a visibly embarrassed Zeller said that if no one bids, he will donate $10,000 of his own money to the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. True or poo?
True. Final answer.
You are incorrect.
I knew it. Didn't I?
Whoa.
Didn't I just tell everyone what a rotten scoundrel you were and you proved me right? You think you're so freaking clever, Martin Sargent. Well, you know what? I've had it. Dickhead. Sorry, but in this case, it was necessary. He
get
won.
Cozy with Fuzzy.
I really want to just yell some expletives at you right now. Some of the worst stuff you've ever heard. I'm not going to because I respect our audience too much. Unlike you. Oh, three poos. Me. I'm so freaking brilliant.
I'm enjoying it. Okay.
All right. You know
so
what?
You wanna...
We're going off the deep end in a bit.
Now
way.
I just want to be like rolling right into Tweetbeat here, but we'll do a couple more stories. And then
we'll just suffer through a couple more of our this week in fun stories before we get back to the games.
The games are the best part.
The games are they're fun because you won. You don't seem to think they're that fun when I win.
Oh man.
I don't want to be, you know,
I just pitched you through three poos.
And I, you know, you lobbed them right at me and they just poo in my face each time, just splattered.
This is a story that you
want to register your vanity URL. You know what I'm going to do?
No.
Do you really want that to be in my hands at this point?
You, if you misspell my name, I'm going to kill you.
Maybe Martin Sergeant. Martin
oh,
Serpent.
Oh, believe me. That's been done a million times.
Martin Solvent. I could keep going,
can't
but I
tell
won't.
You how many times people have misspelled my name in like print and stuff. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. There are people misspell my. They'll leave the H off my Sarah.
This song almost sounds like a truer poo story. It's one that you turned me on about the Ohio guy who's been sentenced to 9 years in prison for stealing underpants.
Yeah. So that. Ooh, gosh. So
that sounds
check
harsh.
The story out. Yeah,
that sounds
I know.
Harsh. But then you start to think about it, like maybe not so harsh.
Well, the thing is yeah, that's it. When I first read this story, I was like, by the way, I love the word the term panty burglar.
I refer to my like boxer shorts or whatever kind of, well, I call them underpants. And Molly's always like, that's not what you should call them. I'm like, they're my underpants. What am I supposed to call them?
You sound like you're someone's 85-year-old grandmother.
Underpants. That's what they are. What am I supposed to say? Drawers? What
do you say? Drawers. Your drawers?
My boxer shorts? Is that what I'm supposed to?
Underwear.
Underwear?
Underwear. Not your panties.
Underpants.
Underpants?
Underpants.
That's like I see London, I see France, I see someone's underpants.
What do you say?
Underwear.
Who's that kid?
I don't know. There's some kid sitting over here. Ask him.
Can you see him?
Where the hell
there's some kid
from?
Over here. Who are you, child?
Some imposter. Who are you?
I'm the new guy here.
He's
a new guy.
Here.
You got a new guy.
Good to have you, new guy.
You enjoying the show? Okay, good.
All right.
Welcome. You're the only one.
Oh, boy.
All right.
We're
so anyway, back to the underpants caper.
So underpants, not only did he steal underwear from women. But he broke in. Now he burglarized their homes in order to get said underpants.
But did he steal anything else?
No. Well, I mean, they think that there might be like a Peeping Tom sort of voyeuristic kind of an issue going on, because obviously, it wasn't just sort of random homes.
He knew that
they were panties he wanted, right? That was a hamper he wanted to dive into, probably because they, had that certain sachet.
Is there such
something.
Thing as a Pooping Tom?
I don't know.
Somebody
means.
Breaks into people's houses and like leaves an upper decker.
I think it's probably happened. Maybe Robert Downey Jr. did that at one point during his dark years. But no, I don't know anything specific.
I'm going to start that crime wave.
So this poor guy, at first you read the article. Yep, don't do that. No, you're not going to make any friends being the Pooping Tom.
I don't have any
peep and poop. So this poor guy, he's got panty issues, right?
I just saw Leo.
And he's, what'd you say?
I just saw Leo.
You're right at a microphone. There's no use whispering to me. Everyone else can hear you too.
Go ahead.
There's a Leo being spotted.
Yeah. So
he stole a bunch of undergarments, and he has some voyeuristic issues.
A white Cadillac Escalade that just drove by the door.
Huh? Can you pay attention? You obviously don't like this story. So you know what? I'm not having a good day as it is. Carry on. Why don't you do something better? Enough of the panty burglar. He went to jail for 9 years. Boo-hoo. Shouldn't have stolen the panties. Keep your eyes to yourself, buddy. Nobody wants to share their panties with you.
The panty fetish is a strange fetish.
Yes. Well, I think it's not as weird as a foot fetish.
People are like, they'll sell their panties on eBay and stuff like that. And guys will spend great deals of money to buy these things. And what do you do with them?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What do you do? I think the foot fetish is one of the weirdest ones.
Well, that's the new guy. What do you do with them?
Hey, new guy. What do you do with the panties you steal? Poor kid. I'm sure he's not a child. He's in his 20s or something. We're just so old. Everyone looks like a kid now. Is he a little kid?
Listen, let's do one more story.
All right.
And then play Tweet Beat.
Fine.
And then we'll go.
I'm fine with that because, frankly, I'm starting to get in a pissy mood.
This
mama
story,
needs her juice.
This is like something you read about.
Uh-huh.
Police in Sierra Leone have called in the army and the fire brigade to try to take back control of a police station, which has been overrun by hundreds of venomous snakes.
What's going on
over there in Africa? It's like one thing after the other.
Africa is scary all around. I don't know.
Hundreds and hundreds of snakes in the police station, and they cannot get them out. They've tried to flood out the snakes. They've tried to smoke out the snakes. They've tried to poison the snakes. They can't get out. They say there's at least 400 poisonous snakes in the police station. You live in sort of a failed state when the police station has been overtaken by poisonous snakes.
Well, Africa is a, much of it is a very, it's an exotic, jungly at times kind of a place.
The dark continent.
Yes, exactly. We're with the Nile. The Nile?
The smooth coastlines.
Yeah, that's right. I know the Amazon's in South America, but whenever I say the Nile, I'm afraid that I'm wrong.
The Nile's in Africa.
Right.
You're probably thinking of the Congo River.
Yeah, where Anaconda, the movie with Ice Cube and Jennifer Lopez.
Heart of Darkness.
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'm probably not the only one who... I just don't want to say something stupid, because I've never done that before.
Let's say you're...
I don't like snakes.
Let's say you're on...
I'm not a contestant
on Wheel of Fortune.
I'd love to be.
And you spin the wheel and you lift up the thing and you lift it up and underneath it says, Sierra Leone. Do you take the trip? You go to Sierra Leone?
It's
kind of a war-torn country.
Yeah, but...
There's a problem with snakes.
I like an adventure. I do. I know that sounds weird, but yeah, I would go. I would go, and, if I made it back alive, I'd have quite a story to tell. That's really how I feel. I would go.
You would go?
I would go.
Not going.
Well, you're not going. But, you know, the thing is, though, is that I really do. I really do think, you know, a police station. Let's say something goes terribly wrong. Right. I know there's a lot of corruption in, you know, certain countries in Africa. But let's say something goes wrong. Someone's hassling you or whatever. You want to go to the police station. That's your safe spot. But the police station is overrun with poisonous, venomous snakes. They're going to bite you and kill you.
It's about the least safe place in Sierra Leone.
In Sierra Leone.
Is the police station. So maybe, this is what I'm saying.
Maybe now that I've thought this through a little bit more.
Maybe you don't want to go to Sierra Leone.
There might be a chance that I would turn that down on Wheel of Fortune.
Sell that one on eBay.
I might do that. Yeah. Or I might deliberately spin in a weird way so that I go bankrupt. So I don't have to go through the trouble of getting on eBay. I don't do the eBay. Do you?
I buy.
You buy? I don't.
You know I do.
Because you get all your New Balance.
I buy my New Balance.
You have a New Balance fetish. Shoes. He has about 40 pairs of New Balance. Some are the exact same color.
No.
Yes.
They're all different colors.
No, you have 2 pairs of brown/maroon New Balance.
Yeah, brown and maroon are different colors.
They look exactly the same. I mean, go for it. If you have a shoe fetish, just go with it. You're not the only one.
They're two different colors.
They're not.
They're like...
I've seen them. I know you. You have problems with shoes.
Let's play Tweetbeat.
Okay.
Pissing me off.
Okay. I am, and there we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat.
Okay, everybody. Time for us to play the hit game the whole internet is buzzing about. I call it Tweetbeat. Let me remind you how we play the Tweetbeat.
Please do, because I forget.
I'll give you two topics that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. You need to tell me which of those topics they're talking about more incessantly over the past 24 hours. You understand the rules?
Martin, I think I do, and I think I'm ready to play.
Good. Then let's play Tweetbeat.
Woo!
Note,
yes.
I performed these calculations at 4:45 p.m. yesterday.
Why?
Because that's when I did it.
Okay.
When else was I supposed to do it?
I don't know. Looking for work?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? 4:45.
What did you say
yesterday,
under your breath?
I said, I think you're hot. Go ahead. Oh, come on.
Here's your first challenge.
You've been needling me the whole show. Yes,
here's your first challenge. Healthcare overhaul or going to the mall? Healthcare overhaul or going to the mall? Which has a louder tweet beat?
All right. Well, healthcare overhaul obviously is a big deal. Well, for some people more than others, but it's been talked about incessantly. Obama, of course, himself, mm-hmm. among others. I love that Obama. Such a neat word, Obama. And then going to the mall is just something that kids do. Adults do it too. But I think that there's a lot more. I'm going to the mall with at Martin Sargent that would have happened when I was 16 rather than now. And there are some young people on Twitter. So, going to the mall or healthcare overhaul? Ooh, that's a tough one. And this was yesterday. And I think yesterday would be more of a healthcare conversation than today. I think that I want to go with healthcare overhaul.
Final. Judges. You are incorrect.
Hate you. Want you to die.
Healthcare overall, 55. Going to the mall, 309.
Whoa. What in the? More kids on Twitter than I thought. Or shopaholics.
Wow. You're 0 for 1. Or
ever
really,
heard of, you know, eBay?
You're really 0 for 4.
Yeah. I didn't even. Fine. Whatever. Yeah, you're better than me.
What are we playing for?
Doesn't matter now.
We're playing for drinks. We're playing for drinks.
You gave away your rights when you started the game without specifying what we were playing for.
Are you so sure?
We're playing for goodwill.
Are you so sure that you're not going to win? You got 2 more chances.
I don't want any of your stupid drinks.
All right.
Poor bad.
Are you ready for your next challenge?
I am.
Let's play for a better attitude.
Okay.
Here's the next challenge.
I can drink to that.
All right. Which has a louder tweet beat? White supremacist or so pissed? White supremacist or so pissed?
So the white supremacist, of course, refers to that DC issue.
Yes.
Which is
the Holocaust Museum.
It's very.
The old.
78-year-old or 70-something.
Goes in there and shoots a security guard.
Which is just, it's very upsetting and it's not really anything fun about that particular story.
No.
White supremacist or so pissed?
So pissed.
I mean, I think I've said so pissed on Twitter like 100 times.
You've probably tweeted that a bunch of times this show.
Well, I haven't tweeted anything, but I'm definitely saying how I feel in the chat room every so often. They have my back. Yeah. Let it be known.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
I must be in a different chat room than you.
You suck. So pissed or white supremacist? I'm going to have to go with... Ooh, I was going to say something and now I ate my words because I did... I really need a win.
I'm going to tell you it's very close.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see it being very close. White supremacist or so pissed? Like something like so pissed that the Lakers won last night, which I am. Although at 4:45 yesterday, or if the Lakers win, I'm going to be so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
That would work. Or
could apply to anything.
It could apply to anything. Exactly.
People are angry.
If Martin looks at me today, I'm going to be so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be so pissed.
If I don't get any correct answers in any of the games Martin makes up, I'm going to be so pissed. Like you could have tweeted that earlier today or at 4:45 yesterday, for example.
I could have. I didn't. Because I thought more highly of myself yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I actually had not a care in the world, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to register your vanity URL at 9:01 Pacific. Not happy about that. Wow. White supremacist or so pissed? I am going to say... I'm going to say white supremacist because I feel that that would have been retweeted so much that it would have shown up more than so pissed. I'm not confident, but that is my final answer.
Is it really your final answer?
Yeah, it really is.
I'm going to give you a chance to take that one back.
Shut the hell up and tell me what I win.
Judges.
Come on.
You are correct.
Hey, ho, Martin Sargent's got to go.
I actually, for a second, I misread it, and I thought that you got it wrong, and that's why I did that little double take there.
Oh, see, I thought you were doing that for effect.
A little bit.
Which was, frankly, a little irritating.
Duh!
Yeah.
White supremacist, 680. So pissed, 653.
Oh, yeah.
People rooting for in the chat room? Martin? Come on.
Uh-huh.
Everyone tell me right
you
now.
You know it.
Everyone
we got
right,
it.
Either Sarah or Martin. Everyone in the chat room. I want to know. I
want to
know who everyone's rooting for. Right. Sarah or Martin? I got Martin. I got Sarah. I got Sarah. I got Martin. I got Sarah. Wow.
300% Sarah from Aaron Knights.
New guy's got one vote.
Oh my God. I'm so the favorite. I'm so the darling of
Twitch. No, you're not.
I'm the darling
of
Twitch.
This is about half and half.
I'm like Elle Woods.
There's about half and half here.
No, it isn't.
It's about half and half.
There's a Martin ever so often, and there's like 5 billion Sarahs in a row. I've never felt so good.
It's about half and half.
Love it.
Okay. We both have a lot of fans.
Yep.
We both have a lot of. Okay. You're 1-1. All right. You guys can stop doing it now. Okay. Are you ready for your final challenge?
Yes, I am. But haven't I? Oh, I lost one. Darn it. I thought I won the whole thing.
Oh, Mark Rabeck.
Mark Rabeck? What about him?
He says, you guys are killing me right now.
What do you mean? Not killing him. I'm not even near him.
He's enjoying us.
Oh, in chat. Killing me in chat. Killing him softly?
He actually, I am.
With his song, with his words, killing me softly.
Come on, Sarah. This is terrible.
With his song.
All right, here is your final.
Delirious.
You guys could stop with the Sarah Martin thing. We got it. I mean, it's still going.
Chat rumors are they're persistent. They're persistent people.
I appreciate it. Okay, here's your final challenge.
I'm not drunk. I'm just high on life.
I wonder who Mark Rabeck's rooting for, Martin or Sarah. Who do you think?
Are you actually asking that out loud?
Who cares? All right, here's your final challenge. Is it? Which has a louder tweet beat? I love porn or I love corn? She's got water in her mouth. And she's
Oh my God, that was almost really bad. I love corn? What's your problem?
I love porn.
What's the matter with you?
Or I love corn. I don't know about you, but I love corn. And some of the first ears of the season are at the Green Grocers. And this is a good year for corn.
Oh.
So far, so good. Delicious, crisp, lovely.
I love corn or I love porn?
I love corn.
Porn not spelled with a zero or anything?
No, porn.
Porn. P-O-R-N.
P-O-R-N.
Corn. C-O-R-N. Not the band corn with a K.
No. Corn. Like corn.
I love corn?
Yes.
So strange. This is the weirdest tweet beat question ever. I love corn? Who says things like that?
People who love corn.
Nobody loves corn that much.
They could say, I love cornbread.
Cornbread's one word.
It doesn't matter. That's not how you run the metric.
Oh, really?
They could
if it's
say,
just part of the
I
word?
Love corn tortillas.
Well, that
I
is
love
two
corn
words.
Chips.
Those are
those
also,
are all going to come
cornbread's
up.
Cornbread's one word.
But I believe it'll come up.
You don't know.
If
I don't
do,
either, actually. I love corn or I love porn?
I have tweeted I love corn. I don't even know how many times because I love it so
I'm losing it. I'm losing it big time right now. Okay, so I love corn or I love porn. So, okay, let me think about this now. Because my first instinct was that I love porn would be I love corn by a wide margin. Because nobody says things like I love corn.
You're kidding me. Okay.
I think maybe it's because I don't love corn that much. Like,
really?
I'll eat corn on the cob, but it's not my favorite thing in the world.
If
no.
we could stop at a farmer on the way home. I would do that.
A farmer?
Go to a
get
farmer.
Stop at a farmer?
Stop at a farmer.
Are you a farmer? We are stopping here. Let's say stop at a farmer on the way home. Doesn't that sound nice?
Hey, honey, you're going to be a little late. We're stopping at a farmer.
You know, I'm at a farmer right now. We ran out of gas and we're going to have some corn. Okay, so all right, so once I think about this a little bit harder, I feel like I love corn is maybe something that people would say because people are starting to eat corn. It's summer and people are, you know, they love the barbecue and the whole thing, and people do love kettle corn, but I guess that wouldn't really work because it's,
no, that would not work.
That doesn't matter. So I love corn is okay, fine.
You could say I love corn popped in hot oil.
You could say that. You could say that.
By which
I love porn seems to be something that a lot of people say, but they kind of go like, ha ha, tongue in cheek,
really
my porn collection.
Think about it, though. Are you really going to tweet
that? Say that on Twitter.
You're really going to say that. I mean,
I
yes, a lot of people love porn.
I
but are you
sometimes
gonna tweet
wonder
out,
why.
Are you going to tweet out that you love porn?
Maybe not. Maybe not. You're right, because mm-hmm. the mom might be reading the Twitter
yeah.
tweets.
An employer.
A future employer. I love porn, or I love corn.
Yeah.
Oh man. Just gonna have to. I have a quarter or something. I flip a coin.
You were so sure at first. You're like.
I was so sure, but.
And then you start to think about.
And then I start to think about.
Exactly.
Who's really gonna say I love porn? I mean, some people.
And then you see what a quality game master I am.
I'm the. Key bearer.
I am the game master.
I'm the gatekeeper. And the estate is closed, sir. I don't know what that means. I don't understand myself. I love corn or I love porn. I'm going to...
Corn dogs.
I'm flipping over. I am 180-ing myself. And I'm going to say, I love corn. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack,
final?
By the way. My heart is beating out of my chest. Puddles of sweat.
Final?
Never been so nervous. Yeah, it's final. I love corn.
Judges? Are you crazy? You are incorrect.
I hate you so much, I want you to die.
You are incorrect. Of course it's I love porn.
I hate you so much. I am filled with vile thoughts of you.
The best part about this is now people can make soundboards and stuff of you have you said I love porn so many times
I
on this
said,
show.
I also said I love corn.
Like, and people can isolate all this.
What was the tally? What was the final?
I love porn 15, I love corn 7.
Well, it's not like anyone said much of either. So I don't really feel that bad about myself. I feel bad for you. I feel sorry for you. That you get such a joy out of seeing me suffer.
This, come on. I mean.
This is what you do.
This, I don't have much going on.
Well, so. I've suffered and you
I got this. Basically, I've got I love porn or I love corn and the chance of being working on a winery.
You know what bothers
That's
me the
what
most?
I got going on.
Is that, you know, I don't look at the chat room while we're playing or not well mm-hmm. after you read the things because I know that some people know how to play or know how to game the system, mm-hmm. as it were. And then afterwards, to see all, like, the disappointed things, like, oh, Sarah, really? I mean, it really hurts. I mean, I really want to win. I'm a competitive person. I really want to beat you, in particular. I think my heart could calm down now. I might be having a heart attack. Is your heart on your left or your right side?
It's in the middle.
Left or right boob?
It's in the middle.
No, it's not. It's on one side. I think it's your left side.
Kind of in the middle.
I'm kind of having
because you know, like when you overdose on heroin, they put the adrenaline right in the center.
Like Uma Thurman style?
Yeah.
Did they really do that or was that
I
just
a
movie? I'm kind of giving, I'm giving myself a mammogram. Or no, a breast exam, not a mammogram.
But when you say the Pledge of Allegiance,
nice.
You go like this.
I think I'm going to keep doing it. Over your heart. Yeah. I think it's the left. So I'm having a heart attack on the right-hand side, which leads me to believe maybe it's something else.
It's
and hopefully nothing
there.
Of any concern. I go play with my
Maybe you collapsed a lung.
Maybe. I hope not.
Yeah.
My lungs are pretty good. I ran 3 miles the other day at a level three incline.
Your lungs are amazing. I have never seen anyone take a bong hit like you.
That is incorrect. You're a
Just
jerk.
Just kidding.
I actually don't do that.
I know you don't.
I'm a very proper lady. Prim and proper.
Well, listen.
Yes.
This turned into kind of a fun show.
It was kind of a fun show.
It was kind of fun.
I'm not going to lie. I had a good time.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank everyone for listening, for watching. Don't forget to vote for me in the Murphy Good thing. Oh, we never announced a fan site winner.
Oh, shoot.
Garbage. We might have to wait till next week to
oh
do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
I feel
we didn't
like
show
such
them. I know.
A donkey's
We had
butt.
Some really good ones, and we had some amazing updates to last time. Thank you for reminding me, K-Funky.
Oh,
chat
I feel like
guys,
such
we are
a
so
jerk.
Sorry. We got all your submissions. They're awesome.
So I guess what but we haven't really done anything wrong. Technically,
no.
We could just extend it for another week.
We're just going to extend it for another week. Sorry, guys.
One more week.
Sorry, Aaron. I know we promised. Sorry, everyone.
We basically are the kind of people
we
who
just,
don't live
we
up
can't
to promises.
Make an announcement because we said we were going to show them and we, you know, it's a very scientific way that we judge these things. And
yes,
it would not
scientific.
Be fair. It would not be fair.
Well, the problem is that they're not up
we
right now and
prize.
I'd be bumbling
yeah.
and boobling all over this
MacBook
Pro.
Sorry, guys.
It
just
really
means
boring.
You're going to have to tune in next week.
Tune in next week.
You're going to have to tune in next
in
week.
In the meantime, Squarespace, you realize that we're giving you all this, you know.
Seriously.
Basically free advertising.
It's like they need
Why
it now.
Why don't you
they,
consider sponsoring
that,
us
that,
again?
That iPhone giveaway thing they had. Yeah.
I know.
Anyway,
people are still doing that.
You guys, thank you so much for watching, for listening. It was a lot of fun. And until next week, have fun.
Is that our new thing?
That's what I say at the end.
You do?
Have fun.
I've never really
Until
listened.
Next week, have fun.
I usually just glaze over when you talk for a prolonged amount of time.
I always say that.
And Martin's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Until next week, have fun. Twiff out! I think that's what I say. Okay. Twiff out!